The Virginia Institute of Marine Science has what it calls a teaching marsh, a coastal area where students can learn about sea level rise, water pollution, and erosion. Field research manager David Stanhope keeps his gear in a small shed near the marsh.
We've been getting more and more flooding in that area, and so the shed and the electricity started falling apart.
Working from designs developed in Holland and other flood-prone places, he moved the shed onto a wooden deck.
Put some floats under it, and then we anchored it with some poles so it would slide up the poles and then settle back down when the tide receded.
And what are the floats?
The floats I actually got at Walmart. They're just dock floats.
Doing this with a house built on a slab or on stilts is more complicated. But Zane Havens, a fellow at Virginia Sea Grant, says there is a way to deal with the pipes and electrical lines that are part of a modern home.
It has self-sealing breakaway connections for sewage and gas, and for electric and water, it's got umbilical coiled lines underneath. After the flooding, there's very little damage to the structure, and people can come back and live in this house pretty soon after the disaster happens.
Building codes, insurance, and mortgage requirements don't include this design. Still, there's an incentive to change. Experts say more than 800 homes in Hampton Roads will flood at least 26 times a year in the next decade, dropping property values dramatically and costing the area $3.6 million in lost property taxes. I'm Sandy Houseman.